Hey, you want breaking local breaking news?
Sure, yes, Soul Patch loves local breaking local news.
Tony Romo is going to be a daddy.
Wow.
How about that?
A honeymoon baby.
Pregaroo.
That's pretty cool.
He was asked at a local high school this morning, a young teen asked him if he was or if he had any kids. He said, "I got one on the way. My wife is pregnant."
Wow. Congratulations, Tony Romo.
Yeah. How funny is that?
Very cool, man. I think it means a lot when you're conceived in love, like this baby probably was on the honeymoon, you know?
Right. Were you comparing it to one that wasn't? Or
well, no, but like some people probably, you can just be like a random thing.
Oh, the accidental, like, oh, by the way, babies?
Yeah, or like on the side of the road because you did whatever. And I think that plays into your personality as a person, like how you're conceived. The energy that goes into your conception is
really?
Also, yeah.
It plays forward into your life.
Yes.
Interesting.
Wow.
Because I was an anniversary conception, and you feel like you benefited
from it. Okay.
Yeah, I think there's something to that, actually, so.
Well, we're going to talk real quick about Dirk's tweet last night, the one suit, one tie, one shirt thing, which is what they did going to Miami for game 6 to close out the Heat in the NBA Finals and win the title. I love the fact that Dirk is doing this. I love the fact that he, not just because I love Dirk and not just because he's won the title, but I think those guys on that team, it was pretty evident for the way that when Dirk threw out the first pitch that Michael Young caught it and then ran out to him and they had like a cool, we're both awesome pro athlete moment.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're also pretty cool guys. And
they had the fist bump through the net.
Yeah.
In the game.
That's great. Cool. That is so cool.
You said,
what was the tweet you said that you saw just a minute ago? Somebody tweeted you about...
Oh, yeah. And who knows, but this guy tweeted and said that his buddy was sitting next to Dirk at the game last night and that he called the Beltre shot. I mean, who knows if that's true, but if it is, it's awesome.
Cool if it was, yeah.
The legend grows.
I was thinking, well, speaking of Romo, who, congratulations, Tony, on the new baby thing. I don't see Tony Romo on Twitter. I don't know if he follows or if he has a Twitter account, but I was thinking, you know, as much as he's a lightning rod for stuff, if he were doing what Dirk had been doing and, you know, that whole, hey, go Rangers, one suit, one tie, one shirt thing, well, he would get some benefit from that. It'd buy him a little bit of
grace.
But
Dirk has the back to say, like the credentials, I guess, that. I mean, what's Romo going to say?
Well, you know, in
one
Romo's
shirt,
case,
one suit, one tie, because usually you
don't
lose
blow
and
this
come
in the fourth
again.
Quarter.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it would just buy him a little bit of something there. Not a whole lot because he's got to win.
Man,
this title
it'd be interesting. Yeah, Dirk can do whatever he wants now. I mean, he can do whatever he wants, and it's awesome that he's embraced the Rangers and. The town just loves Dirk, so whatever he loves, we love.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be different if Romo was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be vilified, I think, for doing that. You know? That he wasn't paying attention to getting ready. Like, why are you watching Rangers games instead of breaking down game film?
Really?
Twitter
probably.
Is no safe place for the oft-criticized.
Yeah,
and,
it's dangerous,
Tony Romo
man.
Might be the king around here.
Yeah. You got to be careful with that stuff.
See, that just totally took the idea and slammed it. So,
well, I think it would have made sense, like if he had done it, like from the beginning.
Okay.
Last year.
Yeah,
but
no,
now
no, I
jump...
agree. If he just jumped on the bandwagon,
right? Yeah, you can't do it now.
No.
Because then it'd be fake, and everybody would call him a fake fan and be like, it's figures that Romo would do this. Instead of breaking down game tape, he's trying to jump on a bandwagon of an actual winner.
Yep.
They would hate him. They'd hate him more than they do. And he's having a kid. How do you hate somebody having a kid?
But at least he conceived that kid in a marriage, right?
Yes.
Right, right. And that kid has the
random ass thing you've ever said, I think.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you should be in pre-show.
I don't think so. I think there's a lot to it.
I like the concept of what you're saying there, though. The idea of being conceived.
People that aren't conceived out of wed or different people is what you're saying?
No. It's not about being married. It's about the energy of the conception, I think. And I think sometimes, like, if you're on an anniversary or a honeymoon, that probably the energy... energy that you have when you're conceiving or attempting that is more of a loving type. It's just different rather than if it was a, you know, you hook up with some chick and maybe, I mean, I don't know, maybe you're married and you're just like, golly, I came home and I'm frustrated. I'm going to take it out on my wife. And you just right there on the table. I think the energy that goes into that is different than
that affects the child.
You think there was a candlelight dinner or something?
Yes, I think that if it's that the energy that goes into creating in that moment would be different than the energy if it was you came home and even if you're married and it was just a quick little, you know, because we want to, because we, you know what I mean?
Like a drunken
No, I think you're a guy who never had kids. I don't understand what it's like to...
I have a kid.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yes. He's got a little boy.
What a scoreboard that was, too.
Well, I don't know if...
You know how many people have kids in this world?
I don't know if you understand what it's like to...
Is he taunting?
Mechanically have sex just in order to have another kid.
I don't understand that because I only have the one.
With a calendar
so I don't have
laying
multiple.
Next to you.
Right.
Or a timer.
Every time it's not like Ghost, the movie, where they make a pottery together while Unchained Melody plays.
Yeah, aren't you sitting behind her making pottery before?
Isn't there some Righteous Brothers playing in the background or something? Got to have the right music.
Come on. I feel like I've joined a great mix.
That's poor energy sex right there when... She's just saying, hurry up.
But maybe not from her.
Hurry up before
maybe
I
got
to go to work.
Inside her. She's wanting the baby bad enough, so she's planned it out. And to the woman, it's very special, whereas to you, it's just a methodical.
But how does that affect the affect the result, though? That's what I'm confused about.
That's special.
Come over here, Matt. Let's make some pottery.
Never mind.
Is there going to have an a-hole if it's angry?
Maybe. Maybe
how
it is.
How was your kid conceived? Mai Tai fueled? Like
no, it was a loving, you know.
They'll name Romo's kid.
Was it honeymoon or was it?
I don't want to talk about that.
Why? Seems like you do want to talk about it.
No, I just thought because of Romo happening and it just.
Yeah, but what? So you're just upset that yours didn't start out in love?
No, mine did. Mine
started out in anger.
It was the resolution of a fight. Like,
No, ours was a good one. Ours was a good conception, yeah. So it wasn't like.
Oh, honey. I'm sorry.
It was one of those.
So the kid has empathy throughout his whole life because of that.
Let me do this to you to make up for the fight. Oh, yeah.
Either way, you win.
It's good. It's good.
Oh, well.
So, wow. So it wasn't nearly as awkward as we thought it would be, see?
So name Tony's baby at 12:10.
Really?
You're going to take calls on that? Or?
Did he announce it at Oak? Wasn't he speaking in Oak Cliff today?
At an elementary school?
Yeah, what school was that?
Coldplay blaring in the background.
And he showed the kids.
Cedar Hill.
You talking about the conception?
Is he a fix you on a boombox? Good song, by the way. I hate that song's now a punchline.
It is unfortunate.
Why do you use it as a punchline?
You
can still enjoy it.
You can't create the punchline. He did. He loves Fix You.
We're just playing on it.
Tears stream down your face.
Do you ever make love to that?
It's an awesome song. I hate that it's being so dragged through the mud. But what are you going to do? Tony decided that. Tony laid it down to his wedding video. Tony had it blaring from the Cowboys locker when we walked by in the Alamo Dome. We can't make this stuff up.
He really did?
Oh, yeah.
And
he was the only guy in there. Like, you know, at training camp, the starting quarterback's like the last guy out because he doesn't have to do special teams or stretching or something. I don't know why he was last. But we're walking by, and all you see in there is the blue 9 jersey. Dude had his helmet on, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then all...
Was that to hide the tears?
Was it dark or...
No, he was just in the locker room, and he's probably finishing the wristband or whatever, his last thing before he heads to the practice field. And when you hear music blaring, and you don't see anyone in there but one, you just take note of what it is. Mm-hmm. And I happen to enjoy my Coldplay from time to time, and I'm not afraid to admit it. So save your mocking emails, because they don't affect me anymore. And, he was blaring Fix You.
So that's how he gets pumped up.
I don't know. I mean, it was only like a Tuesday afternoon practice, so.
Well, was she there?
It's not quite like Ray Lewis watching Gladiator before every game.
No, not
quite. Which certainly worked last night.
That's just an odd
Thanks
song
a lot, Ray.
To get
minus
pumped for.
Minus 8.5. Happy I laid the points. It's Blaine Gabbert and the Jaguars. There's no way.
Who won?
Was there football last night?
Jags won outright, I think.
Yeah, wasn't it 12-7?
12-7.
Wow.
Man, Scobie hit 2 50-yard field goals in that
one? I'm done with Joe Flacco. Done.
Decode the Ravens.
He's too skinny.
Okay, there you go.
A little Spanish humor there for you. All right, we got to go.